You know, on the come up to this moment, an awful lot of stuff has happened. It's been a turbulent journey. So to get here is cool.
You have had quite a year, actually. If we turn the clock back to last year, when you got injured, and to now, a lot of things have happened for you.
Definitely. A lot of good things, which is, you know, it's nice and I appreciate all of them. And just really excited and happy. It's all a little bit overwhelming.
Tell me about your new album.
Well, there's, you know, you have the kind of humorous stuff, like I Need You Tonight, the kind of darker club stuff like Just Be Good to Green. But then there's a lot of introspective stuff, a lot of personal songs on there which have come from personal experience. So, you know, there's a good variety of vibes and songs on there, and you get a little bit of me from everyone. So hopefully just people will appreciate the honesty in the records.
How does it feel bearing your soul on an album that you know that thousands of people are going to listen to?
It's really scary, to be honest. There's two tracks especially, Where Do We Go and Goodnight, which both come from really quite painful things that I went through, a really turbulent relationship and the loss of my great-grandmother who helped to raise me, and also my dad who I hadn't spoken to or seen for 6 years. So yeah, it's kind of scary putting that out to the public, but at the same time I think you have to be honest. I think that all the artists which I love and which I really am attached to have been honest, and I'm just trying to follow suit.
You've collaborated with some big names as well.
Yeah, Lily's on the record, Mike's on the iTunes album, which is wicked. That was a really important one for me because, you know, I was originally signed to his record label, but the label went under, my album didn't come out with him. The Lily feature come about just completely randomly. We were just chatting on Facebook and I mentioned that I'd cleared the rights to use the words from Dubby Good to Me. And she was like, that's my favourite song ever, let me hear what you did with it. So I sent it over and she said, well, why don't you let me sing the chorus and we can perform it live? And she's now, you know, I count her as one of my best friends, you know, which you don't really, in this industry that doesn't happen very much. I got to work with Fink, who is like, it was probably the most humbling studio session because I'm such a big fan of his music. So it was cool just to get to work with people that I really looked up to.
These are all people you look up to, because now there's loads of people who look up to you. What does that feel like?
It's weird. It feels like a big responsibility, you know? It does feel like a bit of a weight sometimes, but I'm just going to be me. Hopefully that's enough.
What about the whole fame thing, though? Is it a bit strange? Having people recognise you, take your photograph, ask for your autograph?
Yeah, but I'm just being really patient with it. Like, I'm of the opinion I'm not me without the fans. You know, I can't do anything if my records aren't bought and if they're not liked. So, I'm just being really patient with it. It's definitely taking adjusting to, and I'm not sure if I ever will completely adjust to just walking down the street to get a pint of milk and being recognised, but it just comes hand in hand, so.
What's it going to feel like to go out there and perform to all these people, knowing that your album's about to come out?
I don't know, better than anything else. You know, there's a lot of people who I have personal relationships with here. It's not like an ordinary show. So it means a lot that they've come, you know, they've taken the time out of whatever they're doing to come down and show support, which means a lot.